Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Okay, so you've been with your SO for a while. You live in an apartment together, but you kind of fuck up at your job and she leaves you, kicks you out of the apartment. And so you are like way down on your luck, you encounter an alien that becomes your friend. You're like, all right, alien, like it's a weird vibe because like it sort of takes from you and like it's tough. But you bond with this alien. You bond with it like really strongly. And it's maybe like a new romantic, sexual kind of relationship that you have with this alien. And you're like, all right, alien, you and me forever. But then you and the alien get in like a little bit of trouble. And then your ex comes around and the alien bonds to her. What do you do?
This is Same Day Shipping, the show where we geek out about real love and fake relationships.
I'm Colin.
I'm Kelly.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Patrick.
Damn, she's stealing your man.
She's stealing your alien.
And when we say bond, we mean physically.
We mean
like physically, symbiotically.
Yes, that's right.
Okay. One might say.
One might say. I watched Venom, you guys, and I really liked it.
Did you watch Let There Be Carnage?
No, I just watched the first one.
Yeah, I really liked the Venom. First Venom.
Yeah.
You really liked the first Venom?
You know, a lot of people really liked it. I haven't seen it yet. I'll
it's
text
like a
you guys.
Rom-com of Venom and Eddie.
It's like a rom-com slash like a 90s action movie. Like it has the same like dumb sensibility of like an early 90s action movie.
Colin's jaw is offended for so many reasons right
Why?
Now.
Why?
Because at Comic-Con 2019, oh, yeah. I tried making Venom our bad movie to watch.
Yeah, okay, and wait, it didn't work because it's a
out.
Good movie.
Time out, Colin.
Yeah.
I need you to say something right now.
Mm-hmm.
That's not my fault.
I know.
I was not there.
Ryan
I know.
Wasn't there.
That was
Did
your
you
fault.
Make that face at me. Yeah, I was working for Evil Big Oil.
they take from the world in so many ways. And also
That's
personally.
True.
I would have been there to say, let's watch Venom. It's yeah.
No, he
it's
did.
Fun.
He put it on. We just fell asleep.
Yeah, well, that, which is
wait,
what is supposed
that
to
happen.
That is what
happened,
Colin.
I was mocked. I was ridiculed. And here's the thing. The other reason I'm offended is that movie is objectively bad. It's fucking horrible.
No, it is so clear-eyed in what it is.
Oh, this is revisionist history.
I just saw this movie. How can it be revisionist history if I just saw it and liked it?
I'm calling shenanigans on this.
Wait, when was the last time you watched it?
In theater.
Okay. Well, maybe you're a different person now than you were.
It's possible.
Maybe you would see differently, or maybe I don't know. I'm gonna watch it, and I'll text you guys when I do, and I'll see if I'm on Team Colin or Team Rypath, so that we can like figure out like who's right. I like being a tiebreaker. I mean, it's not really a tiebreaker because it's like 2-1. So like, honestly,
so
you already
really
lost.
Right
like, you kind
now.
Of like already lost.
It's like,
so it's
like a
tiebreaker.
Battle, yeah.
Ooh, possibly,
yeah.
Tie maker.
Best tiebreaker. Best tiebreaker.
Okay, you have to go into it
yeah,
not
clear.
Expecting.
Yeah.
Something else.
Don't tell her how she has to watch the fucking movie.
No. That's right though. But yeah, don't expect whatever you want.
Because
know that Colin didn't like it, and Ryan and I
yeah,
did.
Sure. I'm gonna go into it and watch it. I think, and this is my read of the movie Venom. based on someone I've not seen it, but I think it is trying to be, it is what it is, and it knows, much like the movie that I think all of us loved, Megan, which we all loved, and we loved it, loved it, loved it.
Megan's a better movie than Venom.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Megan, the other great thing about Venom is it is so poorly written and edited. Like, it, as from a fucking film standpoint, it is an absolute mess. Like,
really?
So I think from us, also from a story perspective, it's messy.
It's a bad story.
Yeah.
Constructed poorly by bad filmmakers.
But the relationship between Eddie and Venom is cute. So funny and weird.
Yes.
That I just really had a fucking great time watching it.
But I would say you get all the benefit of that from the trailer without having to watch the rest of the movie. That stinks.
I don't know. I don't think I was moved by the trailer, but I fucking loved the movie.
Okay. Did you cry watching Venom?
No.
But you were moved.
I was moved, yeah.
Okay.
It's weirder than that. Like, it doesn't really want you to cry.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm excited to watch this movie. I didn't know it'd be so divisive, but to circle back to the question.
Yeah, Alien steals your
question
girl.
Question on the plate.
Alien steals your girl.
But doesn't really steal your girl, just bonds with your girl in the way that it bonds with you. So I think there's an opportunity here.
Mm-hmm.
See, and that's what I thought was good, because there is a moment that I nearly screamed at when when she is kissing him as Venom, and the Venom symbiote goes, like, travels between them via kiss, which I thought was fucking awesome.
Yeah.
But that should just be, like, their status quo now.
Yes.
Is that their throuple?
But also, I kind of want to take the Venomness out of the hypothetical to just be like, it's just an alien, and somehow, maybe in like an E.T. way, it saps your strength.
Ew.
It's been a long time since I saw it, but my memory of Venom is
nasty. I'm sorry.
It's not that Michelle Williams and Tom Hardy are not that shippable.
Right.
Like, you don't really.
The relationship doesn't feel good.
It kind of reminds me, not to go another weird movie way, but like, it kind of reminds me of like Christine and Doctor Strange. Where you see why they dated, fine.
Sure.
But like, you don't ever want to see them together again.
Right. When Doctor Strange approaches her across the floor of a ballroom, I'm like, I don't fucking give a shit if you get back together.
Yeah.
Like,
you're
right.
She also seems happier.
She seems better off.
Yeah.
Yeah. There are some Marvel things that like are like not, you know what I mean? Like, they're so devoid of like chemistry.
Which is like, these people are together because they're together in the comics.
Yes, exactly. And it's like, we didn't really see if like, that's not our focus.
Yeah, like, but we have to put it in. Screen test them is what it feels like.
Yes. It
they
feels
just
like
cast them.
They were like, well, that person's hot and that person's hot, so let's just have that be.
Well, and like, the casting generally, like, casting in isolation for Marvel movies is usually quite good.
Yeah,
right?
It is.
But like, casting a team, I mean, because a lot of those teams come together after the characters have appeared in other shit.
Mm.
So like, you kind of can't cast a team.
Yeah.
So maybe that's why.
I think I also like Tom Hardy as like a schlub who doesn't have his shit together. Like, I think I prefer that to like competent Tom Hardy.
It's amazing how ugly he is in that movie.
For how hot he is.
I know.
Because he's objectively hot.
Yes.
I've talked to you guys about how I only think Tom Hardy is, well, I think Tom Hardy's very hot, but I especially think he's very, very hot when he's like crazy and wearing a mask and like,
like Bane.
Like Bane or like Mad Max.
Oh,
when he
has,
he's wearing his mask.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
That is about his, with his arms like tied behind him on the front of that.
Yeah. Oh my God. Like muscles are like bulging on his like chest here.
I mean,
so, like,
Bloodbag Tom Hardy is a special kind of afternoon,
but
for
then,
sure.
This is the other thing too. I thought he was especially very, 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 very hot when, and this is mask off, so okay. But I thought he was very hot when he's like flustered and like trying to give his blood to
Furiosa.
Furiosa, thank you.
Yeah,
and he's like okay, it's okay, it's gonna be like, when he's like unexpectedly gentle, I was like, hello, what is this other side? Like, I liked that. Oh my God, he's very hot in that movie. I'm getting off base here.
We are off topic,
but he is. I think he's hot when he's crazy and has like, when those juicy lips are like hiding and I know they're going to come out, I'm like, oh my God.
Have you watched Bronson?
thought you were going to ask if I'd seen Taboo.
Oh, my God. Good point. You know what? Let's talk about Taboo for a little while. He is, oh, my God. Talk about crazy. He's painting his whole body with ash from a fireplace from items he stole from you so he get the magic power to dream fuck you? Excuse you? In a dream river?
And also, you're his sister, correct?
Yes, you are his sister.
Okay, great.
Okay, this is better than the Gilded Age, for sure.
Interesting. I'm
careful
like,
what you wish for.
I'm doing another like STS All Star.
New Year, and you just brought us right back.
I know we're trying. We're trying to like New Year, new Colin. Like
New Year, new season. Let's hope.
Oh, God.
Yeah. You okay. Well, let's. Should we just transition now to the topic?
Yeah.
New Year, new ships.
Yay!
Yay! Happy New Year. I'm glad we're recording again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too. I like you guys.
Me too. Yeah, I like you guys.
It's fun to do the show.
Yeah. And hey, part of our New Year thing can be like, let's do this more. That's fun.
Yeah, I think so. We're gonna do like ship resolutions.
Yes. Mm.
And I think like the first ship resolution should be do more same day shippings. Is
yeah, I like it. Yeah, great.
Yeah. That's my first one.
All right.
And thanks for tuning in.
And we'll see you in 2024.
No! Okay. Well, so does anybody have a res that they want to share?
I have a resolution that I would like to share.
Why did you change what I said?
Sorry. I have
you
a res.
You hated what I said?
I was just going to do like a like my spin on it. You did it
okay.
Your way.
Yeah. Okay.
You shorten words all the time. Yeah. I don't always.
Sometimes I like to lengthen in words.
Lengthening words. Okay. Okay. That's fine.
Okay. So my apostrophe solution is to see and ship from more movies.
Oh,
this next year.
Ooh, I like this.
My like current movie renaissance fucking started with Venom that I saw it and was like, I like this movie. It's a mess, but I had a really good time. And then I've since this is not a lot of movies, but still I feel like more than I have watched like in the last year or 2 years, whatever. But like I saw The Menu and Megan and The Fablemans and I liked all of them. And right. I was like, why am I not doing this all the time?
Yeah, movies are great.
And so I just want to like get to the movies more. Like I want to go. Yeah. The experience is magical.
Mm-hmm.
It is. Nicole Kidman tells me I'm about to have a great time. And she's right.
She is right. She is right, dude.
It resonates.
Yeah. So like even when like a movie isn't going to be that good or doesn't have like that great of a reception or whatever, like I think I still just like want to see them.
So you'll see Plane with me.
I will see Plane with you. Yes.
Can we go to Look, Dine, and Cinema? Because,
100%.
Okay, we need to talk about this theater. That theater is whack as hell, but really fun.
Do we really want to blow up our spot? Because I think that we could go see movies for free at Look, Dine, and Cinema.
You can just walk in. No one checks anything. It's like a complex. There's like four different buildings. You go in. You can get a whiskey double for $10. Like, this place is whack, but great.
But, okay, so it's one of those like order food that they bring to to your seat. If you like scan the QR code for a seat that is not sold,
I wonder what happens.
Bring it to you, or do they come with like cops?
So the four of us go in for the price of one ticket, then.
Yeah,
and then we
and order off of one QR.
One person QR.
That's
this
perfect.
Is a great plot.
Yeah, and even if you do decide to like go by the law and pony up, it's like $15, which is like unless you order online, which then you have like a $2 fee or whatever. But if you like $15 for a movie.
See a fucking box office. I like went into every building of that strange movie complex.
Yeah. Well, it is confusing.
It is a very confusing place. There are like 57 teenagers running around that work there that like don't know they've not been told what to do.
No.
Yeah. But that's just Glendale, baby.
That's just Glendale.
That's all around Glendale.
But okay, so anyway, we were saying we're going to see Plane at Look, Dine, and Cinemas. You're going to see movies more.
Yeah. Should we say the date and time so people can come out and join us?
Just text us.
They don't know when we recorded this and therefore when we're going to go see Plane.
Although well, they Plane, know it has to be when Plane is out.
Plane is out.
Okay, there we go. So I don't know. Try to find
the week before you're listening to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not that hard to figure out. Maybe we've already seen it.
We might have already seen it.
There we go.
Dot, dot, dot. So,
Colin, do you have a resolution?
Well, similar to Patrick's, I have a stack of four books on that I moved from various places in my apartment to the side of my bed. And I'm going to try to read every night if possible.
Yeah.
And if I start getting through books, I'm sure the ships are going to come.
Oh, yeah. Do you, what's on dock?
Top of stack. I got a Catwoman book from a few years ago. It was the second book in her arc after she leaves Bruce at the Isle.
Ah, yeah.
At the altar.
Altar, thank you. Yeah,
I mean, she left the Isle.
She used the Isle to evade the altar. It's pretty good. I actually hated the first book. I thought it was kind of whack. But the second one, I like the artist better. I'm only like a couple of pages in. I just started it yesterday.
Are those Genevieve Valentine?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know. The first one fell flat for me, but you got to keep going.
Yeah. Sometimes it takes a little while.
Mm-hmm.
And her work is generally good. So.
Yeah. Okay. Good, good, good. I also got The Nice House on the Lake, which is a horror book that came out last year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Tynan, right?
Mm-hmm. And then I picked up L.A. Confidential from 1941.
Yeah, I heard it's very good. I heard it's very good.
Yeah, so I haven't seen the movie in a very long time, so I'm like, okay, I have forgotten enough that the book might be very exciting. So I'm going to try to perhaps ship more from the literary world.
Cool. Wow. That's really cool. I have a I haven't read it yet, but I've heard good things about this book.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm like blanking on the name of it, but... because Paul Tremblay is kind of like in the cultural conversation right now because he's being erased from Knock on the Cabin.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We should go see that movie too.
I'm excited about that.
I don't want to know anything. Like what I see in the trailer is all I want to know. I don't want to know anything else.
Yep. It's M. Night, baby. Or did he write it? Is that
No. So it's been, the book was written. It's called The Cabin at the End of the World, which I do think is a better title.
It's a great title.
He wrote that book and then it was, it's adapted into a screenplay by M. Night. But, I think there's just been no, like even on the posters and stuff, it says written by M. Night Shyamalan, Paul Tremblay. Yeah. So it's like kind of not cool.
Mm-hmm.
And granted, like it has been changed from the book because like apparently the ending's been changed or whatever, whatever. I don't know.
But even still,
you should credit the book that you're fucking adapting.
Absolutely.
Has Shyamalan adapted anything else
this
before?
Is the other thing that is confusing to me. Yeah, is that he has this desire to adapt because he usually writes everything.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I was going to say his brand is written and directed by M. Night Shyamalan.
Which is probably the studio... Like, that's why the posters are the way they are, because they're like, well, M. Night Shyamalan writes and directs. Like, that's, why would this be any different? We can't confuse the people.
Yeah, but, like, he's not a hit maker anymore, right? Like,
true. It's hard to get people to go to M. Night movies with me in this day and age.
Yeah, so if there was, like, another, I mean, I don't know, maybe it wouldn't matter at all, but, like, just to have, like, another, like, lead creative name on the poster may obscure the fact that it is just a Shyamalan movie.
But
see that too.
If you're looking for book recommendations at any point, I just bought this book. I have not read it yet. It's by Paul Tremblay and it's called A Head Full of Ghosts.
Ooh.
And I think you would like it. It's basically like the story of this woman telling about when she was a kid, how like her sister started showing signs of like horrible mental illness, but the family thought it was exorcism stuff.
Oh.
And so it's kind of like, was it or was it not? And like what makes it and like what does belief what is belief and what is that like, how does that inform our beliefs basically and like and faith and stuff like that. So kind of cool.
Yeah.
You should read it.
That sounds scary as heck.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to read.
I love this.
Yeah,
I really
great.
Love that. I'm glad.
Great resolution.
Okay, so you're gonna ship more stuff from reading.
Perhaps.
We'll see. Okay.
We'll see.
Cool.
Moggy, what you got for us?
Okay, mine is also literary related. I'm going to try because I read like, I feel like 50% of what I read are like genre fiction of all kinds, and then 50% are romance novels. And I'm getting kind of bored with the romance novels that I'm reading. So I feel like I want to diversify. I want to read, I've never read a romance novel, for example, with a non-binary protagonist. I've never read one, or like I have, but like I would like to read more like LGBTQ. I'd like to read more, less like middle class white people or rich white people. So I'm gonna work to like diversify my romance novel.
That's cool.
Yeah. So I'm excited. And I think there's a ton of authors out there who write. So like I'm excited to explore new authors and find new favorite authors.
Do you have any on your on your horizon that you've got your eye on yet?
No, I think I have a couple like where the romance is less central, but I need to find more that are like romance.
Steamy.
There's a couple that are like sapphic age gap. Mm. And I'm not usually an age gap.
I thought you wanted fiction books.
So I need to like, those are on my like TBR. They're on my long TBR. So they might be the first set that I read.
Yeah. Well, and to be fair, we came up with this topic this morning. So
yes. So I had to come up with something that was like, true, but also,
yeah.
But I think it's okay that
you're not prepared, is what I'm saying.
I want to read more. I want to keep reading romance because I love shipping romance novels.
Yeah.
But I want to read different characters.
It's a big world out there.
It's a big world out there.
Yeah. Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Okay. You got a resolution?
Yes. So, I have this 2022. I mean, it was very hard for everybody. Mm-hmm. I had a lot of like very horrible things happen, this year or last year. And I was like, and lately because of that, I've been like very hyper focused on like, well, I've been kind of put into like financial ruin because of a lot of things that happened. And like, so I've just been so focused on like, I have to make money. I have to push my career. I have to do this stuff. And I literally had not done anything for fun, like culture consuming wise, mm-hmm. like just for fun, not like, oh, I have to do this to prepare for this or do this to prepare for a show or whatever,
right.
whatever. I've not done anything like that in a long time. And recently it was like a thing of like, I bought Midnight Suns, and it's an expensive game, and it was like to a point where like I like looked at it and I was like, can I afford to like play this? I was like,
is that
okay.
A $70 boy or a $60 boy?
I think it was 70. Oof, or maybe it was 60. No, 70 is like if you get the fancy version. Sure. I got the cheapest one. Maybe. I can't recall. But I like, it was like a thing of like, okay, well, like if I eat, like I'll make this little corn soup. And if I eat that for like 3 days, then like I can make it work. And it was this whole thing. And I like got it and I've been playing it. And I was like just so happy and like hadn't felt joy from just doing something for my, like, yeah. Truly, I like get up, I do work, I like take care of like the stuff that has to be taken care of. And then I go to sleep. And like, that's all I was doing for so long. And just cause it was like, I don't know. So I'm like, okay, I need to like try to make time to like actually just watch things or like do things just for fun. Mm-hmm. Because like, I've truly been getting so much joy from this game. So I want to like do that kind of stuff more. And so hopefully I'll like have ships, like, cause I don't have ships a lot. Cause I'm like, I'm not watching anything. Like, I'm not doing anything. I'm just like putting on shit that like I can fall asleep to and then wake up and then feel fucking depressed about like how horrible my life is. But like, obviously now I'm like very happy and like thing I'm out of it. And so I'm like excited to continue this like out from the tunnel of sadness.
Yeah.
So that's kind of like what my resolution is. It's just to like, because as you guys know, a big thing coming out of my divorce was like, I was like, I want to follow joy. And like, that's right. The thing I'm fucking doing. And like, thing after thing kept fucking happening. And I couldn't do that because it was like, oh, now I have like no fucking money. And oh, this thing costs a lot. And like this and whatever. And just things keep fucking coming up. But now I'm like, okay, I can focus on that. I've been able to focus on that in like my personal, interpersonal stuff, but not when it comes to just like me.
Right.
And so I want to focus on that. And so that's what I'm going to do.
Do you have like a strategy for how to like Midnight Suns is a good pick because it's like, what fucking content could you make from that?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But like, do you have a strategy for like how you're going to go after like media that is just for fun?
Well, it's really hard because like, because
you got to read a book every fucking week.
Yeah, I have to read a book every week. There's like so much stuff that I'm like, yeah, check out Teen Creeps. But like, I don't know. I think it's, I don't know how I'm going to do it. I don't really have a plan of action for it. I have trouble, like, because usually by the time I'm ready to, like, unwind from the day, I'm so tired mm-hmm. and so depressed that I'm, like, I don't want almost the, like, labor of doing something, right. Anything at all, is prohibitive. So I just don't. Or oftentimes I'm working until, like, you know, lately, like, until like 11 or 10:30, and then I'm like just straight to sleep. So I don't really know. I found time to like play some Midnight Suns, which is good. It the only reason I was able to really play it was because I got really sick, and then I couldn't work. And then so I was like, well, now I can do this.
Do you think you could schedule in this time for yourself?
Schedule in some sick time.
Maybe. Yeah. Schedule sick time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Give myself PTO.
Lick some sidewalks and stuff.
I'm telling you, my weekends as liminal space between weeks.
Oh, my God. Can...
I mean, I think that is another thing. I don't know that you always give yourself a weekend.
I don't. No.
And you could.
Yeah. And I think I could at least like have a day, an entire day where I don't work. I don't know if I could. Maybe if I could like get a little bit done in the morning and then the rest of the day, I just relax.
Or you could give yourself a whole day to not
give yourself a whole day.
Ford gave us a 5-day work week, you know?
Yeah, I know.
Honor your forefathers.
I know. Ford.
Ford fathers.
It gets very hard to the issue being like back when so this is like just therapy. So back when I was like making money and had money and wasn't being chased by this like fucking cloud of debt that I am now being crushed under. It was a thing where I was like, you know what? I should do it. And like, it's just my own like workaholism that's like keeping me from creating a day to relax. Right. And I should just do that. And I was starting to be able to do that. The thing that like, it's really hard now to set aside an entire day because like, it's like for a while I was having Citibank was calling me 10 times a day. Mm-hmm. And so it's like when these creditors are like, hey, knock, knock, like you owe us money. Like, hey, there's this thing. And like at the same time, it's like, well, I have to be paying this to this person or whatever.
Right.
Financial strain and like financial stress is very real.
It can eat up a lot of RAM in the brain too.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
And then so it's like, to me, I'm like, I have even that extra thing of like the baseline workaholism, but then it's like this extra thing of like, well, you literally need to make money, Callie. You need to make rent. Like, and
it's
I've talked
fight
to you.
Or flight. Yeah. You're in a survival mode every day.
Yeah. And like, it is a thing of like, I've worked so hard to like keep my place and have it be mine. And like, that was something that was like a stress during my marriage and like, of like, you know, feeling pressured to move away from it and always wanting to stay there. And then now that it's mine and then to lose it would be so sad for me because it just represents a lot to me.
Yeah.
And if I were to leave it, it's rent controlled. So I would not be able to afford it if I came back, you know, like left, like moved home for a couple months and then came back. So it is a thing of like, I need to make rent every month. And like at the same time, I also need to stop using this fucking Rocket Money, which keeps texting me and
what
being
is
like,
Rocket Money?
Oh my God, it's supposed to help you manage your money, dude. But like, all it does is say like, hey, your credit score went down. And I'm like, stop fucking talking to me, dog.
I think here's the thing. That's a Rich Kelly product. Kelly does not need this product.
So I was using it to try and budget, which was helpful. And it does do a thing where, actually, I do recommend this. They will call Spectrum for you and renegotiate your rate.
That is nice.
So I got like way cheaper and faster internet for cheaper, which was crazy.
You can always do that, by the way. If you just like escalate.
If you do it,
if you call and say like, send me to like the retention department or whatever.
Yeah. Right.
There's someone on that line whose only job is to give you a better price on your internet.
And then on top of that too, if you're ever using Adobe CC, I know this is like now, whatever. If you're using Adobe CC, threaten to cancel every year. They'll give you everything, like the entire suite for like $20 a month.
Wow.
And
this is actually true of most things.
Yeah, most things, if you threaten to cancel and you're nice, they will be like, oh, well, like...
Oh, I don't even know if you need to be nice. You can do it to a computer.
Yeah, like, I'm a fucking asshole and I can't do it.
I'm a monster.
Like, I threatened to kill their fucking family.
And then I follow through. I'm a man of my word. No,
in between movies.
You've had 25 active kills in Afghanistan.
No, I've... twice I've subscribed to Xbox Game Pass and twice I've... cut my subscription because I don't use it.
Yeah.
And every time I do it, they're like, oh, well, here's a deal for like 50% off.
Yeah.
For like 3 months.
Yeah.
So like you always have the option to try to cancel something.
But anyway, I'm canceling Rocket Money because it's hounding me. I don't need them to tell me my credit score went down. No. I know that. I know I couldn't make that credit card payment this month. I know that.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Where?
You're where?
I'm making that choice.
I think, though, for both your mental health, and I think you will be stronger at work if you really give yourself breaks.
And, yes, I agree. And, like, literally the other day, I was like, I'm not going to do anything. And I played Midnight Suns all fucking day.
Yeah.
And then I was, like, so happy. Like, the next day, I was like, oh, my God. Like, that was really fun. And, like, it does help that that game is very, like, talk about bang for your buck. I really, I recommend that game.
I mean, honestly, this is more on topic.
Yeah.
Sure.
We're coming back.
Sure. Sorry, guys, I wouldn't want to talk about a video game on the podcast.
It's okay to talk about video games.
Yeah. But I do think
we are turning that experience into content, though, so I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
But, like, it truly, like, if you like, it has such heavy role play elements, but then also it has, like, really cool, like, XCOM style, like, real-time strategy, but then also deck building. So it's like Slay the Spire meets XCOM meets, like, Mass Effect. It's very fun. I really recommend it. You can, like, I mean, yeah.
Can I talk about a ship that I have from there?
Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
So New Year, new ships.
So the ships that we're talking about are, like, new in some way.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is or a something. Compound episode.
Yes,
we missed
that's
each
right.
other a lot. Yeah. We wanted to get back and share a lot of information.
Yes. And I wanted to just really unload on you guys. And like, just shit that I, because the other thing, I can't afford to go to therapy anymore, you guys.
Oh.
So I haven't been going to therapy for, like, you know, it used to be every month I'd be like, I can't afford it this year. And they're like, you know what? Why don't we just have you check in when you can? And I was like, So it's been, you know, whatever. But I have a ship, and I've talked to you guys about it briefly, but it has, like, become even more, and I am, like, really happy. So it's from Midnight Suns, and I talked to Colin about this because I just saw you a couple days ago because we did a self-tape together. But it is, so Blade has a crush on Captain Marvel in the game, and he's, like, very Blade.
This is Vampire Blade.
And this is Carol Danvers,
Captain Marvel, okay? And he's, like, classic Blade. He's, like, very, like, all we gotta do is train and get better because the demon inside will eliminate us all. Like, that kind of vibe, right? He's, like, very, like, serious man of the darkness. I'm all about stealth. Oh, and that's really cute, too. So, like, he's all about stealth. And if you bring them on missions, she's not, right?
Oh,
she's, like,
yeah, I don't
she's
do
a
cannon.
A ball of glitter.
Yeah. Like. And she literally be like, she'll be on comms, and they're like, okay, we want to be really stealthy in this one. And she's like, yeah, I can't do that.
She's,
like,
Leroy Jenkins.
Yeah.
She is Leroy Jenkins.
Yes. So then, but so they have such different fighting styles and personalities. And after you go on a mission with the both of them, he, like, wants to talk to you. And he's like, yeah, I just, like, really admire. I really admire Captain Marvel. And I kind of talked to you guys about this, but there's been developments. So he's like, I really admire Captain Marvel. She's just, like, a really good fighter. And, like, I never thought about, like, going in just, like, full force was, like, would be good. But she's, like, actually really good at it. And then you can kind of point out, like, it kind of seems like you have a crush on her. And he's like, oh, no, what? Stop. Like, I don't want to talk to you anymore. And just, like, don't tell anyone. So you're sworn to secrecy. You don't tell. Later on, you see them talking, and he is talking to her about books, which you guys were just talking about. And he's like, I'd love to, like, talk to you read. Oh, I read too. Like, we should talk. And she's like, oh, like a book club. Like, we should invite people from the group.
Oh,
and
no.
he's like, yeah.
Cool, like,
cool,
a group
cool,
thing.
Cool, like a group thing. So then they're talking. Steve Rogers overhears, and he's like, I'd love to talk to you guys about books. And then Blade's like, okay. So then there's a book club, and you're invited. And so, like, you go to the book club, and it's very cute because he's like, all right, I'm going to pick the first book. And
it's Dracula.
Can you imagine? No, he picks Art of War.
Okay.
And yeah.
Oh, that
and,
is so...
Yeah. And she's
he
like,
only owns one book.
Yeah.
That's so good though.
And she's like, oh, cool, I like that book. And he's like, oh, really? Like, I'd like love to talk to you about it. And she's like, oh, I'll save it for the next meeting once we've all read.
Oh, Jesus.
And then Steve, because she's not getting it.
Right.
And then Steve's like, I'd like to talk to you about it. And Blade's like, I'm good. So then they like, I keep putting them on missions together. So they're like always going out together. And then she starts being like, you know what? Like, I wasn't sure about Blade, like in his like style. Cause like, I just don't know about Dampiers that much, whatever. But like, he's actually really cool and like really good at what he does. And that's like kind of cool. And like, I really like talking to him. And you're kind of like, oh my God, oh my God. Okay. So they start to like,
Things are happening.
So they do the meeting and Blade admits to you where he's like, man, you know, I really just was trying to have a conversation with her. And then Steve overheard and now we have a book club. And you're like, so I was like, oh, I can leave if you want. Like, I don't have to be part of the book club. And he's like, no, I actually like the book club. It's fun. So like, we should do it. And then later, Steve Rogers stops you and he's like, can I speak to you? And you're like, okay. And he's like, I feel like Blade started the book club because he wants to be friends with me, but he's too shy. So like,
Steve Rogers, oh no.
Yeah. And he's like, but he's too shy. So like, I don't know what I should do. I want to tell him it's okay to be friends with me. And so I was just like, let it lie. But it's very funny. And so this game has a lot of like really funny, like.
Do you have powers?
Yes.
Okay.
So you are this, okay. Lilith, this ancient demon, has been awakened. You are Lilith's child who has been basically, Lilith was downed 3 centuries ago by you. Oh. You were raised to fight your mother.
Right.
So obviously when Lilith's back, they're like, we have to raise this person again.
Yeah.
So you come to, you have powers. You're a very good fighter. But you have no social cash and like, you are not good at talking to people. Cause like you're 300 years ago.
Right.
and it's a great like lens to like learn about all these people too, because then you're obviously you don't know anything about any of the mythos or anything.
Mm-hmm.
And so you are discovering, cause you've been you were raised by Agatha Harkness and Caretaker, who is the leader of the Midnight Suns 300 years ago.
Okay.
And Agatha Harkness has just died because she was killed in an accident by Scarlet Witch. And so, like, Caretaker, she misses Agatha because they were in love. And she's, Caretaker is Lilith's sister. There's a lot going on.
Okay.
There's a lot going on, but it all, like, does track and it's really interesting. And you can explore, you're in a pocket dimension of Salem, Massachusetts.
Yes.
So you are exploring, like, the grounds of this magical place, but you're also like learning the history of it, of like, oh, like this is who my mother was and who was my father. I don't know. And like Caretaker's like, you know, I really judged my sister Lilith for falling in love with this guy. And like, I thought she was like cowing to like mortal shit. And then I met Agatha and now Agatha's gone and I'm not ready to deal with like my loss.
Mm-hmm.
And then Agatha shows up as a ghost to you and you're like, you should show up for Caretaker. And Agatha's like, she's not ready to see me. She's like, she needs to be. So it's just like you communicating with her. And so you're uncovering the secrets of both your own past, but also like this pocket dimension, but then also fighting Lilith and like learning about, you know, the different character, different Marvel characters.
Yeah. Right. And also Ghost Rider is there.
And Ghost Rider. Robbie Reyes.
You didn't even
is there.
Mention that.
It's Robbie Reyes, Robbie Ghost Rider.
Yes. He's so
I love
cute.
Robbie.
So Robbie and Peter Parker have like they created a little shop club where they like tinker with stuff.
That's awesome.
Yeah, they're so cute. And like they and Robbie always feels like an outsider in the Midnight Suns because like everyone knows magic and he's like not really a magic guy. He's like more of a demonic guy. And
really more of a demonic
guy. Yeah. And like, oh, because the Midnight Suns are magic, Ileana Rasputin, Nico from Runaways, Blade, and Robbie Reyes.
Do we got any like Elsa Bloodstone or any of the Bloodstone family in there at all?
No one yet.
Okay.
So I've been like slacking on the main storyline, which has been introducing more characters because I just got Peter Parker. He joined. Oh, also like Blade is annoyed by Peter Parker because Peter Parker keeps asking him questions and like being Peter Parker.
It's my favorite thing that you've shared with
us about his question
about the game.
That he asks Blade is if we bit each other, would we give each other powers? And Blade's like, leave me alone. But the cool thing is that like you kind of, when you build your team, as the main story goes, like you get a hint of like what hero you're going to get because you'll see the villain associated with that hero first.
Yeah.
So like Venom showed up and I was like, oh shit, Spider-Man's going to show up. And then I just dealt with Sabretooth and I was like, uh-oh, here it comes. And then Wolverine came.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. So Wolverine kind of like went off to do his thing, but I think we'll touch base with him again and he'll join.
That's kind of his deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, that he does his own thing, comes back.
Yeah.
Never goes away forever.
But no. you can buy like little gifts from the gift shop and you can do hangouts and take them to Havens and they like different hangouts different ways. So like, like you can take like them to go painting around the Abbey or like go for a walk and explore the grounds or go fishing. Peter Parker loves fishing.
Of course he does.
So I took him fishing and then I gave him a present of root beer, which he really liked because he can't drink alcohol yet. No. And then every time I walked by him, he would scream at me, "We do fun stuff." And I'm like, oh, he's so cute.
I love Peter.
Dude, so you can like collect gifts, you can do things with them, you can talk to them, you can get compliments, you can tell them compliments and that'll like make them like you more. It's very fun. The social aspect's fun, but then also the fighting is cool and you can build your decks to make like a cool, strong deck.
Yeah.
I love this game. It's really, really fun.
I'm so glad you got it.
But I really like it and I'm happy to be playing it. And I like that ship a lot. And then I'm also just personally very obsessed with magic. You get to like learn her shit a lot. Like
magic's awesome.
You follow her into limbo at one point. She lets you in.
Yeah.
And she's very cagey. Like she doesn't like overt compliments and overt like she's like, you should embrace the darkness in you. And so like, that's the other thing. You can do like light actions or dark actions. And then if you build up more of those, you get more light attacks or you get more dark attacks.
Right.
But that also like influences like good or bad and different characters like that. Like magic really like magic and Nico, like when you're dark.
Yeah.
And then like fucking Captain America and Captain Marvel are like, you should be good.
You should be a hero.
Yeah.
There was a X-Men story in the comics maybe like 10 years ago at this point where it was with like the new X-Men when Cyclops was like leading the like the evil mutants. One of the new mutants, his name is Ava Bell, and she has the power to like speed up or slow down time.
Uh-huh.
And she goes into like an alternate future where magic is the Sorcerer Supreme.
Whoa, cool.
Which is just like the baddest shit ever. And
oh
like,
my
I
God,
don't know,
that's so cool.
They've never like revisited that concept.
That's so cool.
But like, that's just fucking awesome.
Well, it's also funny you mentioned that because, okay, I'm just like talking about Midnight Suns. But but there's this, so there's different like groups that you can join, right? Like, and do like social activities. And the game is very like, they're like, you don't have to do this, but you can if you want. So there's like the shop class, which is like you hang out with Robbie and Peter and like building things in the shop. And then Iron Man shows up and they're like, this is like our thing. But
poor Tony.
Yeah, I know.
He's fine.
Nico, Magic, and Doctor Strange create this group called the Emo Kids.
Oh, Jesus.
And they are like, I mean, it was Nico's idea to name it this.
Yeah.
Everyone else is like,
Doctor Strange is not a kid.
No, I know. He's an adult man.
Neither is Magic.
He's like the faculty advisor of the Emo Kids Club.
Yeah. And they, their thing is they want to like do magic to like bring, because you don't remember how you defeated Lilith.
Yeah.
So they're like, we need to like mesmer you into remembering. And it's really funny seeing Ileana and Doctor Strange butt heads at things because he's like, you just like go at things like a hammer. And like she's like, yeah, that's what fucking works. I just have to push her until she fucking remembers. And he's like, no, this is like irresponsible. And like he's getting like PTSD because Wanda, he failed Wanda and da da da. But it's really interesting. And then she does do, she's successful in pushing you too much. And he's like, all right, you know what? Actually, that was like, that was cool.
Pretty legit.
And he's like, wait, she is like really powerful. That's like really cool. But it's interesting seeing them interact too.
Yeah.
They have a very, he is insinuating himself as a like, her mentor, and she's like, I don't need you.
Right. Well, he has to do that because she, like, her magic comes through her mutant powers, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, she's just naturally better at it than he is. And he's had to work and blah, blah, blah. And she's worked too, but, like, she's just better at it.
Yeah. Oh, and then there was this other thing. You have to help with a surprise birthday party for her. Bad idea. She gets really mad. She leaves.
No.
She goes to limbo. Nico's trying to organize it. She leaves. She goes to limbo. And then you discover why she hates her birthday. I don't know. It's really good.
Yeah.
You should play it, you guys. I'm sorry. I've talked so much about this game. I'm so sorry.
But it gives you joy, and we're happy that you're happy.
So I'm going to play it later today.
Good.
It's
perfect.
I'll tell you guys any new interpersonal things that happen with these characters.
I can't believe I didn't know fucking Robbie Reyes was in this
game.
He's
like a main character. And
what are you doing with your life, Patrick, that you haven't been playing this game?
I'm working.
What do you mean?
Oh,
what are you, Kelly?
Yeah.
Shit, I guess I'm Kelly.
Well, there can only be one. I'll pass the mantle. I don't want to be me anymore.
Oh, that's the saddest shit.
Yeah, just... I know. Sometimes I'm just.
Colin, do you have a new ship?
It's not a new ship. It's a very old ship, man. It comes from like 2004. But damn, is it one of my favorites?
Who is this guy?
This guy? Well, maybe this is the new me you've been hearing so much about.
Oh, I've never seen
you be so casual. Holding my microphone.
I know, and like,
it's incredible.
What's happening?
Colin got cozy.
I know.
Mm-hmm. I just have a classic New Year's ship. I think one of the best New Year's episodes of TV is the season one New Year's episode, The Countdown from The OC.
Mm.
I don't know if you guys remember it. There is so much going on.
Yeah, a lot.
It is the second episode that we have... Oscar, the
Oliver,
thank you. Oliver, the horrifying antagonist to Ryan. He's like,
he's a scary guy, right?
He's the scary rich boy.
Is that this episode?
No. Not this episode. Oh, okay.
That's when Trey gets killed.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Okay.
That's season four or something.
You got to watch a lot of OC to get that.
Yeah.
I love that everyone knew exactly what you were talking about.
I did see a really good TikTok that was a reaction to someone watching the OC episode and be like, "That's what this is from."
Amazing.
No, this is back before Marissa went bad. This is post
Sun Chair into the pool. Which is my favorite,
that was
Marissa.
She was like throwing fits. I think when she moves out and lives with Olivia Wilde and she works at the bar.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, she has an alcohol and pill problem at this point, which you don't want a 17-year-old with an alcohol and pill problem
She's
working at a bar all night.
Yeah, true.
Marissa's got a lot of problems. And you know who sees the good in her for having problems? This fucking emotional succubus that is Oliver.
Wait, is this your ship?
Ship is fucking Sandy and Kristen.
Oh okay.
All right.
You've shipped them before, yeah?
So many times.
Eternal ship.
Yeah. So their plot line is really fast. They accidentally get invited to a swingers party, and they are like daring each other to participate in it, even though Kirsten like doesn't want that to happen. And Sandy teases her by almost dropping his watch into the fishbowl, but he does like sleight of hand. Apparently, Sandy knows sleight of hand.
Of course, he does. Sandy is the best.
He's the best. Of course he knows close-up magic.
Wait, does that make someone better or worse?
Only if they don't rub it in your face.
Sandy, yeah.
When you're a
That's
OC
the whole point of close-up
Jewish
magic is to not
surfer.
Rub it in someone's face.
I like the idea of if they spring it on you in your, like, 20th year of marriage, then it's pretty cool.
Well, if someone springs close-up magic on me, 20th year, I'd be like, what else are you hiding?
Yeah.
Because truly, why that, like, you've been practicing.
Or would you be like, what else are you hiding?
Yeah. What else are you hiding?
He's like, I brought home four more troubled teens.
And I'd be like, that's not the direction I thought we were going.
So anyway, they're one true pairing for me, of course. That's my old world ship. But in the countdown, in the episode previous to the countdown is Best Christmica Ever.
Yes.
That is when... Or no, actually, it might be in the cold open of the countdown when Marissa tells Ryan that she loves him and he, because of his troubles, is unable to reciprocate.
I remember watching that and feeling so bad for her.
And she is just like a magnet for fucking self-loathing. And that was like not at all what she needed. But you know what? Ryan guy can't say it if he's not ready for it.
He's got to be truthful, I guess.
But I think fourth season, like later seasons, Ryan guy would have initiate a conversation instead of just awkward silence. Go talk to Seth about it.
He's very forthright and communicative with Teresa, I'll point out, which is all-time ship for him. Really, I just like this episode because it is when we really see Oliver become the antagonist that he will become, and I love his very scary complete nervous breakdown where he holds Marissa hostage in like it's like four episodes from this one. But it's a fucking great arc. Season one of the OC, it's available on like so many platforms. I'll loan you the DVDs if you could find me. Everyone should at least watch the first season. It's
find
so
you at a showing of Plane at Look Dine in Cinemas Glendale.
Yeah, you better bring your OC DVDs.
On you all the time.
Just in case.
Sewed into the lining of your jacket.
Oh, that's cool. DVD pockets sewn into a jacket is like...
That's pretty cool.
That's 20, 23 for me, baby.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the new resolution.
Oh yeah, physical media all day on me at all times.
Dude, they're gonna be broken so fast, dude.
I like fall off my skateboard, yeah, and break all my DVDs.
Yeah, when you fall, it's like
I'm not young anymore. DVDs are out, and I can't skateboard anymore.
It's gonna be a dark day.
Well, so that's my New Year's ship. Does anyone else have one?
I have a new ship that I feel bad about having not known about it before.
Mm.
Because it is connected to a property that I've talked about on this show so many fucking times.
Is it Venom? Are we going back?
No,
to
it's
this?
Not Venom.
Okay.
Okay.
I've only talked about Venom once on this show, and it was earlier today.
Is it Final Fantasy related?
It is Final Fantasy
Jesus
related.
There's a ship unturned?
It's a Final Fantasy VII ship.
What?
Been unturned.
What?
Okay, so I told you guys that I was playing the remake of Crisis Core Final Fantasy VII, which is a prequel game that originally came out on the PSP in like 2005 or something.
It was a PSP exclusive?
It was a PSP exclusive.
PSP
exclusive? PSP
exclusive. Oh my God.
Where, one of the worst systems I think I've ever touched with my own two hands.
My dad left his PSP on a plane.
Good riddance.
It was on purpose. The PSP that plane went down.
Because of the PSP?
Yeah.
That's on a plane.
Okay, sorry. So it was on PSP.
It was on PSP. Now it's on everything.
Okay.
And it follows the story of Zack. It takes place before the events of the game. And Zack is like a footnote character in the original Final Fantasy. He is like the mentor to Cloud before the game starts. Cloud is the protagonist of Final Fantasy VII. And he is like a hard-nosed mercenary, used to be in this like elite program called Soldier, and all this shit. But you find out through the course of the game that none of that was real. He stole his identity from this dude, Zack. And like, you don't really get to put together too many of the pieces in the game itself, but in this Crisis Core game, which is the story of like Zack becoming this badass soldier and like meeting Cloud, as Cloud is just like a grunt in this army and like taking him under his wing and all this kind of stuff. Like, you get to see that relationship build between Cloud and Zack. And Zack, Cloud, again, is like mopey and like, you know, is like cold and all this shit. But Zack is a fucking puppy. He's like irrepressibly positive, even as like the tool of like the evil Shinra corporation/government, whatever the fuck they are. And like he ends up like rebelling against all that stuff and being sort of like the model for what Cloud will eventually follow as he like goes through the whole course of his game. And just Zack and Cloud, I'd never like seen them together before. And seeing that like Cloud is, you know, projecting Zack's life onto himself, but can't, like, the thing that he can't tackle is like Zack's optimism and like Zack just being like a fun, happy guy, which is why he has this attraction to Aeris in the main game, that like that's what she is. She's the like the bubbly light personality that's like there's good in the world.
Mm-hmm. She's the part of his one true love that he can't hang on to.
Right. And the so like his one true love, Cloud's one true love, is this dude whose identity he stole. Zack, by the way, is killed at the end.
I was going to say, is he killed in action?
Yeah, he's killed in action at the end of Crisis Core.
This is amazing because I can't help but draw the similarities between Zack and Cloud and Seymour
you
Skinner
and
Armin Tarnzarian. You and me?
I don't know.
Yeah, why not, baby? I'll take your life.
No.
Wait, I'm taking your life.
Wait.
You're the happy one. You and Patrick?
This is a dark group. If I'm a happy one, you guys.
It's a dark group. Were you not listening to the show 20 minutes ago?
I literally said I don't like being myself anymore.
Yeah, she tried to foist her personality off on me, and I said, no, thank you.
So you're coming after mine.
Yes.
Well, then whose personality am I going to get?
You're going to have to search.
Actually, Ryan's got a good
personality. You are guaranteed my personality.
Oh, my God.
So anyway, I was embarrassed that I didn't know this about Zack and Cloud, and now I know
it. It's huge.
And it makes me love all of Final Fantasy VII so much more now.
That's great context, yeah.
Ryan got me a map of the like the Final Fantasy VII world, like done like a nice artistic style for Christmas. Mm-hmm. And it's hanging in my office right now, and I love it.
That's so cool.
Yeah. Ryan, do you have a New Year, new ship?
Okay, so I had a couple different ways to go with this. But I'm going to keep it, since we are at 51 minutes, I'm just going to keep it simple.
I think do them all.
When I think of resolutions, when I think of New Year, I think of the book Bridget Jones' Diary.
Mm-hmm.
And my OTP from that book is Bridget and Mark Darcy. They have a lot, it's definitely that rom-com trope of like, if they just had an honest conversation, it would all work out.
Right.
They'd be together like in March, but it takes them until December. But it's so cute. She's growing as a person and learning like what she wants in life. And he is realizing what he wants in life. And it's this like kind of ditzy, silly woman who contrasts with his like super seriousness. And they make each other better. And I just really like them.
That's so cute. I mean, it is a really good. It is. It's an OTP,
it's
man.
An OTP. It's so cute.
It's so cute.
It's like that we had two OTPs on this
episode. Yeah, we got to talk OTPs in the new year.
It's true. We have to be true to like ourselves and the things that we just love.
Yes.
Already.
I know.
Guys, this was great. I had so much fun.
Me too.
Two relationships.
Two relationships.
Forgot how I cue that up.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.